The path is clearly in view, but the way, how impossibly confused. Border crossing. Not a word penetrated the thick glass boundary. Changing money. All I had to do was show the bills. Why this desire to leave a mark? A young boy on a motocross rips up a stretch of wind-hardened sand, looks back in satisfaction at the sign of his movement. A man's boot steps in a flag left behind on the surface of the moon. Are those ancient sayings hammered into the granite bedrock of streams gone dry? One world. Grew up with two huge sky images illuminating the horizon of my youth. That extraordinary photo of the Earth, the very first, marvelously whole. A blue pearl face, alive in an ocean of darkness. The other, 5 mile high death caps rising on first generation TVs. A picture so clear that only children seem to understand. Grown up now, 30 years later, and who can blame me for being confused? The well. At the village center, a woman fetches water from a well. She tells me, all my life, the flow of this water has never changed. It was constant during the war, and when my sons did not return. And it was constant during the time they built the road, and then the dam. Even during the winter of 51, it did not freeze. But last spring, for the first time in my life, it was silent for 7 days, and then ran muddy for weeks after that. This well never did that before. The path is clearly in view. more than three. My three loves, music, poetry, philosophy, lie nested together side by side, like the three nuts in the chestnut's prickly husk. Together as one, they're more than three. Better not to give this one a name. A little toad, not more than half a thumb big, goes hop hop, hop hop. Our ways cross, same path.